Okay, well, welcome back once again to yet another delicious audio-licious piece from guess who? That's right, yours truly. One second. Okay, so today what I want to do is a couple things. I want to clarify. we're going to go through a few examples of what a poopoo bot. Ism actually is or isn't, okay? And two, we're going to go back to talking about raising a damn eyebrows. Because there was an instance that I think is worth well mentioning that happened a couple weeks ago, and I forgot to mention this in the last audio-liciousness, so here we go. Okay, now poo-poo bot-ism, for those of you, I don't know if I covered this last time. I think I've covered it at some point in the audio-liciousness, but poopoo-bot-ism, what isn't? Let's talk about what isn't poopoo-bot-ism, okay? Now, if you're working in a professional work environment, like a team environment, where, let's say you have a boss or a supervisor or manager of some sorts, that assigns you certain tasks to do, and you do the task, that's not considered poopoo bot. That's not considered poopoo botism, okay? You're not a poopoo bot, okay? Or let's say in baseball, for example, okay? Let's say the manager poops out a bunch of signals and, the team follows it or the pitcher follows it. That's not considered poopoo botism, okay? or like in basketball, if a coach or a point guard calls out a play and the team runs a play, they're not poopoo bots, okay? I think you all get the point, right? Or in football, where the quarterback yells out a play and the team runs it, that's also not considered. The players aren't considered poopoo bots, okay? I think you all get the point, right? So, now what is poopoo bot-ism? Is pretty much what I just gave you all. All those examples that I've mentioned. That's poopoo botism, okay? Just wanted to clarify that, okay? Hang on one second. We got a visitor here. There you go. Okay. Now, back to the whole, we're going to talk about the poopoo bots once again, okay? We're going to talk about the poopoo bots and the excessive use of raising the damn eyebrows in this one instance a couple of weeks ago, okay? Now, I haven't got any clarification as to what exactly raising the damn eyebrow means, okay? Or any of these signals, okay? So I'm just going to, I'm going into these things thinking that raising the damn eyebrows means what's up, okay? So I went into this store the other day, a couple of weeks ago, okay? And this store, I was just going to go in there and get out really quick. And usually when I go into a store, there's, there's placement poopoo bots or they're already in there. Or if they're not in there, one by one, two by two, or three by three, or more, they slowly walk in, okay? But anyways, in this case, I think this poopoo bot was already in there. And maybe, yeah, I think this poopoo bot was already in there. Hang on one second. So this poopoo bot was in there. And so I walked down a couple of the aisles, and finally I see this poopoo bot, right? This poopoo bot is looking at, I think it was a dairy section. Anyways, so I look at this poopoo bot, and I take a peek at this poopoo bot. This poopoo bot didn't have any sort of, like, earpiece or any of that sort of stuff. Now, when I say earpiece, it doesn't really matter what it is. It can be an earphone, any attachments that's on the ear. But okay. So I look at this poopoo bot, right? And this poopoo bot raises a damn eyebrow, right? So I said, okay. He wants to say what's up, okay? So I say, okay. And so I'm looking. And so this poopoo bot does it again. Raises damn eyebrows again. And I said, okay. Well, guess I'm looking. What do you want? I mean, poop me out a different signal. I got it. You want to say what's up? What's next? And this poopoo bot refuses to change the signal. Poops out the same signal. Goes with raising the damn eyebrows once again. And I swear, I'm not kidding you all. But this poopoo bot raised the damn eyebrows like 10 times. Okay? He raised the damn eyebrows like 10 times. I'm like, I'm looking. I mean, what do you want? Okay? I mean, I can't look at your dumb genius ass forever. So, I mean, what do you want? Poop me out a different signal. Like, poop me out, like, throw me out like a changeup or something like that. Or like a curveball or a knuckleball or a fastball or something like that. Or, but this poopoo bot kept going with the slider. Yeah, this poopoo bot kept raising the damn eyebrows. And so finally, I said, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and follow this poopoo bot to see what this poopoo bot wants, right? And so, sure enough, I think this poopoo bot, you know, took something out of the dairy section and he moved on and walked right past me. And this poopoo bot looks at me and guess what? You guessed it. Raised the damn eyebrows one more time. And so I said, okay, I'm going to follow this poopoo bot just for a little bit. Let's see what this poopoo bot wants, okay? And so I'm getting ready to follow this poopoo bot, right? And right as I get ready to, I think I was taking something out of the potato chip section. Yeah, because sometimes I just like crunching on potato chips, right? You all know that story. Anyways, but so I make this turn. I'm getting ready to follow this poopoo bot. And I swear when I say this, this poopoo bot unloads like the most vicious sneeze that I've ever encountered, okay? Now, I don't know if that was a real sneeze or not, but that sneeze almost brought down the whole building. This poopoo bot let it all out and then some. And now I'm looking at this poopoo bot. It's like, I don't know if that was a signal or was that an actual sneeze, but I've never seen anyone sneeze that loud before, okay? It almost brought the whole building down, okay? So anyways, I don't know if that was a different signal or not, but if it was a signal, the only thing I took from that was, it's time to evacuate the building. Anyways, I did. I got out of there. And so the thing is, oh, we got some visitors here. Visitors.